want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Nana's hands. I came home from the store. I had bought a chicken that had been cooked on a rotisserie and was still nearly molten hot. I put away our other groceries and automatically set up a little area by the kitchen sink, which looks out over our yard. I wanted to act pretty fast because I wanted to shred this chicken. When the meat is still very warm, you can do that and tear the meat along its own natural lines. This makes it so much more tender to eat than just chopping through the protein with the sharp steel of a knife. I advise this whenever you can. It was quiet, and I was to myself in the house. As I worked, I thought of my Nana. How many times I watched her work in just such a way. She was Scotch-Irish, and thus so am I for the most part. She was born in New York City just before the turn of the 20th century and lived a good early life that included knowing people like Buster Keaton and Al Jolson. There are many stories she shared. I'm certain more than anyone it was Nana that gave me the love of words. In the kitchen, she had a tolerance for hot water that defied credulity. She would plunge her hands into a sink full of dishes with a water temperature most of us could not tolerate. I think in her upbringing it was dramatically instilled in her to kill any form of bacteria. For her, this was not an act of pain, but prudence. She taught me not to waste food. She'd come through the years of the first motorized cars, two world wars, and the Depression. She raised three children during that time of almost unfathomable worry to a generation born and raised when mine was. Baby boomers, we are called. She came to live with us when her loving husband, our grandfather, died. It must have been an enormous adjustment for her. She never flinched. Our mom worked a ton of hours in restaurants. Nana and I sat and talked about many things. She educated me at the dinner table. She brought the world outside of our little lake town to vivid life. New York City, the burlesque era, the wars, Shakespeare. She was encyclopedic in her knowledge. One night, after my sisters had enough of dinner and repaired to their bedroom, I dug into another pork chop. I finished, or so I thought. I had left a bit too much meat on that pork chop. She looked at me solemnly over her pointed glasses with her pale blue eyes, picked up the bone, and gnawed it clean. I got the message. Nostalgic yearning is Sehnsucht, the German concept C.S. Lewis described as the inconsolable longing for we know not what. It is our lifelong nostalgia, our longing to be reunited with something in the universe from which we feel cut off. Sometimes it is in the writing of these shows that gets me the closest to bridging the gap of losing people to the great unknown. I watched Nana's hands. They almost always meant food or literature. She steadily cut up cabbage into logical shapes before she'd grind them into her homemade coleslaw. She turned the pages of her books as if she were caressing them. Nana held my heart in her hands. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well.